or who is the person, or who are the people, whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you love them, you're a believer, and if you hate them, you're a munafiq. And if you love them, Allah will love you. And if you hate them, Allah will hate you. Hadith is in Bukhari and in Muslim. Huh? Yes. Al-Ansar. Allahu Akbar. The Ansar, who are the Ansar? Because we have a lot of youth today. The Ansar, let me tell you an idea, or give you an example, who are the Ansar. Imagine that we were told right now, all right, ya shabab, you're not going back home. You and your families are moving to Houston. Let me get something from the house. No, Habibi. Let me get some money from, nothing. No ATMs, nothing. You're gonna go there, you don't know nobody, and that's it. Can you imagine? Nothing, you don't know anybody. So this is exactly what happened when the Muhajirin came from Mecca. The Ansar opened their homes and they shared their money and their food and everything, subhanAllah. And of course, they did that to Rasulullah SAW first. So this is how much he loved the Ansar. And I'm just going to mention two stories of the Ansar to show you what kind of people are we talking about. When the Ansar used to go and pick up the crops of the dates yearly, they used to bring all the dates and they said to themselves, if we take the good ones, the Muhajirin will feel bad. So they used to take the whole dates to the Muhajirin and tell them, choose first and then we will take the rest. So what do the Muhajirin do? They took the bad ones. You don't know who's better than who. They took the bad ones and they kept the good ones to the Ansar. Second story, amazing story. The Ansar one time, they felt exhausted of getting water from the river and carrying it all the way to their bustans to water the trees. Yani, it's a lot of hassle, and we've all been in Medina and sometimes it gets really, really hot. And carrying all this and traveling, let's say, 1 kilometer or more, it's a lot. So they gathered among themselves and they said, you know what? Let's go ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask Allah to grant us a river close. His dua is mustajab. Before I continue, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you, Zahid, ask anything, what would you ask for? Jannah with him. MashaAllah, beautiful. So the Ansar came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The minute he saw them, he cheered up and he said, Ahlan wa sahlan bil Ansar. Welcome, Ansar. And listen to what he said. Wallahi. Now keep in mind, they're coming desperate to ask for water. Wallahi, ma sa'altumuni min shay' al-yawm illa a'taytukumuh. You don't ask for anything today except I will give it to you. Before he knows anything. So do you think the Ansar asked for a river? SubhanAllah. These people are from the people of the Akhirah, ya akhwan. They're always, their mind is in the Akhirah. So they gathered again. Said, who wants water? We'll get tired, we'll get exhausted, no problem. This is all dunya issues. Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to forgive us. The Ansar asking Allah to forgive them, and look what, and we all know what they did to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Allahumma ghfir lil Ansar wa abna' al Ansar wa abna' abna' al Ansar. Ya Allah, forgive the Ansar and their sons, yani their kids and their grandkids. So you could imagine how happy were the Ansar. So subhanallah, I always tell the brothers and sisters when they go to Umrah or to Hajj, anytime you want to make shopping, make sure you do all your shopping in Medina. Give all the business to the Ansar. give, nothing wrong with the people of Mecca, even though we have all experienced some harshness in Mecca. But subhanAllah, the people of Medina, they're always, you feel the sweetness, the love, the care. One more story. This is recent, not about the Ansar. This is the Ansar of this time. A man came, you know that strip where they sell all thawb and everything, and they all sell the same stuff. Unfortunately, after COVID, they all, subhanAllah, if you go there now, maybe there are 2-3 stores. So the whole strip sells the same thing. This is maybe 5-6 years ago. So a man came to one of the shops and started haggling about a thawb. So when they agreed on a price, they said, let's say 100 riyal. When they agreed on the price, the owner of the shop told the buyer, can you please do me a favor? I said, what? He said, you see that store over there? He just opened 2 weeks and he sells the same stuff for the same price. Go buy it from him, so you encourage him to stay in business. Who would do that? Who would do that? SubhanAllah. May Allah bless the Ansar, and may Allah gather us with the Ansar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah we'll have our halaqah, and after the shuruq, we will have a delicious breakfast, which will be the last breakfast before Ramadan. So please join us. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.